we just don't understand. They've actually used us as an example of why an emergency flood plan is needed, but have left us off the plan. I would really like an explanation, I think, is important, but I think it's probably a mistake on part of the council or lack of communication. But in either event, I would like to be able to explain to members of the group why exactly this happened.
And you need the politicians. They need to be your voice to get this changed.
Well, we look at them as our public representatives. They're the communication between us and the civil servants who were responsible for this report. So as we see it, they should be acting on our behalf and speaking up for us and making sure that we're, particularly in Anishinaabeg, speaking up for us and making sure that we're included in this, which is a really vital component of our protection against the flood. It's not just physical barriers, there's the planning element as well.
Why you would be encouraging politicians to come along to the meeting? You're encouraging as many people as possible to come and unite in this.
Certainly, our primary aim is to share ideas, share knowledge, and share whatever expertise we can get with people to help protect them in the future. So we would encourage anybody to come along, even if they don't feel threatened by any future floods. But if they just want to find out how things go along or how they can help, then definitely come along. Everybody's welcome.